Sean Anderson Foundation was created by rapper Big Sean and his mother, Myra Anderson, to support arts and culture for young people throughout the city of Detroit. Big Sean spoke about Detroit's On Now or Dawn Weekend and the importance of the work being done at the Boys and Girls Club.
Having partners like Sean Wilson, having partners that just want to be involved from like the, you know, the mayor to the governor to all these people who show love and support all these businesses, the Pistons, you know, it just was like made sense that we all come together and do something fun, something for the community and giving back.
The Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan announced last weekend that it's moving its headquarters to Michigan Central to expand its workforce and entrepreneurship programs, including the Industry Club, which receives support from the Anderson Foundation. Sean Wilson is the president of the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan. He says the idea of teaming up with the Anderson Foundation made sense because both have the goal of helping young people flourish.
I love seeing how committed Sean is to it year after year. And I love how grassroots it is, how authentic and real it is.
Wilson says getting into the neighborhoods is the most important part about Dawn Weekends. He says the goal is to make sure the people are being heard and recognized.
So to bring Sean and 2,500 people to that part of the city, it sheds a light on what it can become, right? It sheds a positive light on the assets that are there, the people who are there, and tells the people that they're valued.
Dawn Weekend is entering its fifth year and continues to build community support with back-to-school giveaways, a celebrity flag football game, and resources for personal and mental development. Big Sean says introducing kids to new ideas and new ways of viewing themselves is always a main goal of Dawn Weekend.
I'm gonna be everything I wanna be, so I'm gonna be what I wanna be, what they want from me.
Some kids, it's their first time like meditating. You know, we got like meditation stations and yoga and free haircuts. And the last couple years, we had like Job Corps, people who need jobs.
Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield participated throughout the weekend. She attended the block party in collaboration with her yearly event, Occupy the Corner. It included performances from local talent, dance contests, and access to wraparound services like having access to healthcare professionals on site. Sheffield says being in support of the foundation and its work is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think we both have a similar interest as relates to our love and passion for Detroit and neighborhoods and community. And so it was a natural fit for us to partner, not only to celebrate unity and community, but to pour into our city and give back resources, have a celebration, but also make sure people are connecting to resources at the same time.
Cool. Yeah. Finally famous.
Sheffield recently announced she's considering running for mayor of Detroit in 2025, and she says it's important to highlight what's moving the culture with the young people, hip-hop in Detroit.
Okay, I get lost in the night.
You know, hip-hop is a part of our culture. It's who we are. We live in an 80% African-American city, and hip-hop is a part of Black culture. And so I was very intentional about reaching out to artists because our young people look up to them, whether we like what they say or don't. And so sometimes we have to pull them behind the microphone, get them in a community, speak a positive message about the importance of education, the importance of civic engagement, and using that as a bridge to get people civically engaged.
I feel, man, to be running again this real. You know I need everything in plural. That's Benji's and Euros. I just came back from that Perry. My life is moving in turbo. My pinky ring just dangling. Look how I'm sipping my merch.
In 2021, the Anderson Foundation donated a recording studio to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeastern Michigan, which will teach students the ins and outs of not only recording, but monetizing the skills. Big Sean says it's important to make sure young people have options to explore new skills and a different vision of the future.
We really are changing and keeping a lot of people out of trouble, giving them something to be productive on, and giving kids the knowledge to, you know, they can learn to use a recording studio, learn how to even do jobs in a TV studio, you know. So it's a lot of just practical things that weren't really taught necessarily before that are a little more accessible because of this, at least in the city of Detroit, so happy about that.
Big Sean says being back home is always a good feeling, especially for Dawn Weekend. and he says there are big plans of expanding activities for next year's event.
Well, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to just spill all the beans, but like this year, the first time we're doing a skate party, and that was kind of something that came about at the last minute, but it's like, I'm super cool with Usher too, and I was like, damn, at the last minute, I should have hit Usher, but next year I'm going to work on making it like a big thing like that. Just ideas like that, you know what I mean?
He hopes kids understand that everything happens in its own time. As long as you trust yourself, he says, you'll be fine.
Keep a positive attitude and also know you're not alone. Also know we're all just going through something and trying to do our best and make it happen, you know? So I think when you realize that, you'll have a little bit of a better time.
I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.
But that doesn't make it right. Okay, you gotta dance now. Man, that doesn't make it right. Man, that doesn't make it right. How do you sleep at night? Shine if you own, damn if you own. You was a millionaire, but you knew still at home. Damn, you did it, but damn it, you did it wrong. You got time for that gig, but not time for the phone. Got it right with your ends, but fucked it up with your friends. I seen your work up on TV, touched up on them twins. You don't know about hard times, you clutched up in that Benz. Get tired of fuck, then get the fuck in they friends. Whoa. It's one handouts, and I only got two. Now I'm on the phone talking to my mom, like I only got you. Getting dressed up for court, that's a lawsuit. Ain't wearing V-necks, but that's what happened to the crew. Now I'm in court for some shit I didn't do, cause of my knowing my career just could have been through. So when it's time to travel, management say I only need two. Listening to them when I'm the one that make the rules. I'm just a victim of the life though that I ain't trying to lose. This the dream, I had a wake up call and miss snooze. Lately though, my family been too happy. I just turned my mama hoopty to a new caddy. People thinking I'm rich and I wish they knew that. I've been signed for 4 years and I'm just able to do that. Worry about my next Rolex timepiece. My new song, worry about our sis Chinese. We supposed to be a role models. No wonder why she wanna smoke and skip college. Is this the example I'm trying to set? Are these the people I'ma forget? Are these the times I'ma regret? Living life wishing I could hit reset, but you win some and lose some. I heard that my whole life. I heard that my whole life. But that doesn't make it right. Okay, you gotta dance and die. Man, that doesn't make it right. Man, that doesn't make it right. How do you sleep at night? Okay, you win some, lose some, break some, bruise some. Life could be a test, multiple choice, choose some. Choose one, stick with it, man, prove some. Sometimes the best teachers is ourselves going through some. Real life a teacher at way fast. I always thought my last girl was supposed to be my last. I got four aunties, two uncles, one dad, one mom, two brothers, and 200 and mad. And it's only one me, divided and do the math. I'm the one that dropped out, got no time for the class. I'm supposed to have time for everyone I just said. I don't even have time for everything in my head. On my way to see Kim and Ye, both tied a knot. Wishing me and you were no strings attached, but we knots. Man, that's drama, drama, drama. So deep that we call each other's mamas, mamas. We need a break, I mean comma, comma, comma. I'm trying, homie, but she always picked the wrong time. Like phones dying on me, in the bed crying on me, talking lying on me. It sucks to hit the internet and see a line on me. Is this the example we trying to set? Are you the person I'ma forget? Are these the times I'ma regret? Living life wishing I could hit reset, but you win some and lose some. I heard that my whole life. I heard that my whole life. But that doesn't make it right. Man, that doesn't make it right. Man, that doesn't make it right. How do you sleep at night?
See, the mind is a trickster. You can get around, but your heart will never lie to you. And that's why people love you, Sean, because you talk to them from the heart.
Thanks, Dad.
That's where your magic is, Sean. It's so mistake that you're where you are right now. You speak to them from your brain, but they hear you from your heart. Because people can see your bullshit.
And I know I'm talking about shit to
you. No, you're not.
But I want you to hear that because I'm a great... Look, and I'm very modest. You know, I am. And I know a lot of... They don't even intellectualize it. They feel it. Life is a feeling process.